Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
Here we go. Finally Friday. The weekend pregame starts now. Mario and Courtney Lopez back in the mix for you. Today, we are hanging out with Lacey Chabert, whose new mystery rom-com is out today.
We will also break down everything new hitting theaters and streaming, and we'll also share your tweet of the week. So let's keep the party going. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Lovely the Band returns to the Mario Music Minute. Their new album is out today. If we're being honest, that's the name of it. First single has already gotten some radio play. It's called Sail Away. Sail away. Sometimes I really wanna sail away. Leave all those things I did yesterday. Is there a place I can stay? Sometimes I really wanna sail away. Ooh, that sounds lovely.
I want to sail away a lot of the time.
That's kind of a cool little summer vibe to it. Another single that's a little more upbeat is called Make Me Wanna Die. That the last time.
I say that to my kids sometimes.
Right, I feel you. They kind of have a little bit of a throwback sort of 80s sound to them, right? I'm not mad at it. All right, lovely the Band.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here in our iHeartRadio Artist Takeover with TLC is today. Chili and T-Boz are playing some of their favorite songs and sharing stories from their career. They're celebrating the new doc, TLC Forever, which debuts this weekend.
Just open your iHeartRadio app and search for TLC. Okay, more music now.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's see what's on TV today.
Netflix has Scoop, courtroom drama about a journalist who fights for justice against the media, police, and the underworld.
Ooh, interesting premise.
Amazon debuts Shiny Happy People, Duggar Family Secrets. It's a doc that exposes the truth behind the surface.
I wonder if they're going to have that REM song as a theme song. Shiny Happy People. No, that's B-52s. I said REM. Is that
B? No, you're right. It's REM.
It is REM. Okay, then yeah. I was right. Okay, I was sorry. Shiny, happy people holding. You know what? The girl that comes in and sings in the hook, that's why I thought it was B-52s originally in my head, because it kind of sounds like her. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And Paramount Plus has Queen of the Universe, a drag queen singing competition hosted by Graham Norton.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. And Frazier's got something he wants to bring up.
Mario Lopez. Countdown to 50.
Oh, yeah.
I've been going through an emotional roller coaster as I approach 50. I'm in a good place right now, I think.
Today.
This moment of today, yes, you are. The question is, because we have all these elderly people now having babies, like De Niro
elderly.
And Al Pacino. And,
yeah, they are elderly.
I mean, they're elderly.
Absolutely.
Are we going to get an elderly baby out of the Lopezes?
You know what? It's funny that you said that, because I was going to use that later on as a pitch to my wife. Like, honey, these guys are having babies in their 80s. I'm almost half that age.
Well,
I can have, what are you talking about? Almost half that age. I think I can squeeze one more. I think this is God giving us a sign.
I don't think
God, I honestly think so. And Sonny's getting a little easier to deal with.
No, he is not.
Just, you know what I want for my birthday? That. Another baby.
Well,
let's do it. You're the
you're
only one that can give it to
one.
Me. Shiny, happy people.
I thought you wanted that toilet for your birthday.
That baby in the toilet.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario and Courtney Lopez? You're gearing up for our big lineup announcement for the 2023 iHeartRadio Music Festival. We already know the dates, September 22nd and 23rd in Vegas.
And on Tuesday, we'll unveil the lineup. Plus, we'll tell you how to win tickets before they even go on sale. It's going to be the biggest music event of the year, so be sure to log in to onwithmario.com first thing Tuesday morning.
What up, Mario Lopez? Here are just a few more songs, and then today's guest should be zooming in. It is actress Lacey Chabert, Old School Party of Five, and Mean Girls. She's got a new movie, which seems like part mystery, part comedy, part dance recital. It's called The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango. It's a great name. We'll find out all about it next. You're on Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom for the new movie, The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango, actress Lacey Chabert. Welcome to the show.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. You look great, as always. I'm loving this title, The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango. That is fantastic. Is it a mystery? Is it a comedy? What's it about?
Actually, both.
Oh.
Nailed it. Yeah, okay. It is a mystery. I play the detective. She goes to Malta to investigate a murder. She's partner up with a guy named Sebastian, who is an actor and a dance instructor. He's played by the wonderful Will Kemp.
Okay.
And we have to go undercover as husband and wife. He's also teaching me to dance to compete in this competition so that I can do my investigation. And we couldn't be more different. And he absolutely drives my character crazy because I'm very serious and straight-laced and there to do a job. And he thinks he's a detective. He's acting like a detective that maybe he's seen on TV. And he's really, really funny. So there's a lot of comedy and levity, you know, and in the mystery. And it turns into an adventure.
I bet. It must have been a lot of fun to film. Did you film it in Europe?
Yeah, we filmed the whole thing in Malta. And it was just an incredible experience. I'd never been there.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful place.
I bet.
Incredible. I can't recommend it enough. And the place where we are ends up being a character in the movie, you know, and it's just so
good. You can't fake Lancaster for that. So I bet it was a treat. The Dancing Detective premieres tonight on Hallmark. All right, hold tight. Have more with Lacey Chabert coming up.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario Lopez here, talking about the new movie, The Dancing Detective, with actress Lacey Chabert. Did you have any dance training prior to this?
Well, I mean, Will and I had danced in a Christmas movie that we did together a few years ago, and that was the first time I had really danced seriously on screen. And I am not a dancer, and I was super scared of it. But it was fun to face the challenge and to learn. And while it wasn't perfect, I really made a lot of progress and tried really hard.
Good for you.
But this time around, we're doing the tango and the foxtrot and some pretty complicated dances that were hard. But really, really, really fun.
It's fun, huh? Yeah, it is. And a good workout,
right?
Too. Yeah. So would you ever do Dancing with the Stars now that you've got this under your belt?
I'm still too afraid.
Still too afraid. We'll have to have a couple more dancing movies then before we get
there. I love that show. I'm a real fan. I watch it all the time, but I'm still too afraid, I think.
Oh, wow. That's
we'll see. Never say never, I guess,
never
right?
Never say never. That's right. All right, Lacey, you got to play some more music. Got Lacey Chabert on Zoom with me. You're on Mario Lopez, and we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Mean Girls. Which I know there's been a lot of talk, of course, about a sequel. Would you ever consider it? And what do you think Gretchen would be up to?
Oh my gosh. Gretchen's probably running the toaster strudel empire, I would guess. And they're making a movie of the musical now, actually. So I'm really excited to see that.
Oh, that should be very cool. Very cool. It's nice that it still strikes a chord with a lot of people. All right, let's get back to music. You're on Mario Lopez. We're wrapping things up with today's guest, Lacey Shea Bear. And we were talking about your daughter, your little girl, prior to getting on. She's 5 years old, right? She's 6 years old. That's right. She's had a birthday recently. What's she into?
Everything that is, you know, unicorns and just all the shows. And she's into arts and crafts. And my house is covered in glitter 24 hours a day. Just all the things. And she's just pure joy and fun and makes us laugh. And, you know, you have a daughter and it's the best.
It is the best. And it just gets better. Has she shown any sort of indication about wanting to get into the entertainment business at all, act in any capacity? And how would you feel about that? Would you encourage it, discourage it?
Well, you know, I had a really positive experience. So my parents were really protective and I love what I do. I'm appreciative that they nurtured that from such a young age for me, but I would only, you know, want to help her or support her in that way if it's what she really wanted. She's really funny. She is quite a little performer, but she's also very shy and she's so little, you know, she's mm-hmm. so young right now. I think that's a decision probably best made when she's an adult.
Yeah. When she starts how old are you when you started into the business?
I was about her age.
She was about, ironically enough, because I was pretty young myself too. So
I was just a tiny bit older. I was about 7, maybe about to be 8 when we first moved to New York and I started doing theater and commercials and, you know, I didn't understand the business side then at that age. All I knew was I loved performing and I loved making people laugh and I loved pretending to be someone else. You know, it's the ultimate kind of use of your imagination in a way. And, I have so many good memories over the years.
You get to flex all those creative muscles and see, you turned out great.
I'm all right.
You turned out all right. Yeah. Congratulations on the film. Again, I think it's the coolest title ever. The Dancing Detective, A Deadly Tango debuts today on Hallmark. Lacey, thanks so much for taking the time to hang out. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Always so good to see you.
You too, sweetie. Take care.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, and iHeartRadio and Procter & Gamble are proud to announce the return of the Can't Cancel Pride concert. It's our fourth year celebrating and creating a more inclusive world.
We'll have performances from Adam Lambert, Billy Porter, Kesha, so many more, and it's all hosted by JoJo Siwa. It's going down Thursday, June 15th on the iHeartRadio Facebook and YouTube pages.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. And hey, if you've been enjoying our recent interviews, you got to open the iHeartRadio app and search On With Mario. We collect all our conversations as a podcast with stuff you didn't hear on the air.
For instance, we asked Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunset if the cast hangs out in real life.
Yeah, we're all friends. We hang out with Jason and Brett all the time. They're like brothers to us and family. Amanda has been my best friend of 20 years, and we see each other all the time. I talk to Heather almost, I would say, at least every other day. She's down in Orange County, so I don't see her every day. And then we went over to Chriselle's house with Emma and Bree.
Listen to all of our interviews and more. It's on the iHeartRadio app.
Time for Must See Movies with Mario Courtney Lopez. Take a look at what's new in theaters and streaming today.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It's in theaters. Miles Morales is back, and he's taken on the Spider-Man from 2099.
First movie was a big hit, and what a cool character's name. I've always liked it, Miles Morales.
The first one won an Oscar, didn't it?
It was, I think, nominated.
The Boogeyman. Ooh, in theaters, a man tries to explain to his psychiatrist that the Boogeyman is real, and he's been killing his children.
You know, I saw the trailer for this. It actually looks pretty spooky, and our daughter has been getting into scary movies lately.
Oh my gosh, she just watched The Shining.
Yes.
What?
She's reading the book.
Yes, and she's walking around going, red rum, red rum, red rum.
No wonder Nico's so scared.
Yeah, exactly.
Medellin, it's on Amazon. A man puts together a ragtag crew when his little brother is kidnapped by the cartel.
Ooh, well, that is a very popular spot. That's where Pablo Escobar is from. Medellin, Colombia.
Colombia. And Shooting Stars, it's on Peacock, a biopic about LeBron James and his high school basketball teammates.
I'm going to go on a limb and say they were all pretty good in high school and did well.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Today's lesson in music history is about the song that introduced the world to Mariah Carey. You know this one? I know it.
I can picture the picture on her CD, but no, I can't think of the song.
Well, I'm going to reveal it next. You're all with Mario Courtney Lopez. And on this day in history, 33 years ago in 1990, Mariah Carey appears on the Hot 100 chart for the very first time with this song. Vision of Love, again, was her first number one hit. That's when she was married to Tommy Mottola, who is now married to Thalia.
Yeah.
And she would go on, I think, to have more number one hits than any other female artist from that point. Pretty impressive.
She's incredible.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Got some celebs turning a year older. We're going to try to guess her ages.
Wayne Brady from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Let's Make a Deal.
I love Let's Make a Deal. When I am home, I put that on.
Mm-hmm.
I fight with the contestants. I look at their outfits and I say they're stupid or not.
Is that the show where they dress up in
costumes?
Yeah,
they dress up. They dress
That's
up in
wild.
Random
I don't know why
outfits.
They dress up.
Wayne Brady, he has to be 50.
I'm going to say my guy is 53.
51.
Ooh, 51. Okay.
Andy Cohen from Bravo. I think he runs Bravo. He's the king of Bravo.
King of Bravo.
He's hard to gauge because he's had gray hair and is now white. But he just had, like, I think another baby, didn't he?
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess he's 59.
Oh, that's rude. I think he's more like 48.
39.
No,
he's 55. He's 55.
Is he? I didn't know that he was that old.
Yeah, and that's not that old.
Well, I meant in that
young.
Sense. I thought he was still in his
and no.
Finally, Dana Carvey from Wayne's World, SNL.
What a time. Excellent.
He makes me laugh.
Master of Disguise was a movie he did, starring role for him.
He's pretty funny on social media, huh?
Is he?
I've seen
him.
Things that people
He does
just
a lot like, of stand-up
he
impressions.
He just makes me laugh when I look at him. You just look at him and start laughing.
Dana is 57.
It's pretty good. I'm going to go 58.
68.
Oh, he's
You're
up
kidding.
There.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Treat every day like a holiday. What are we celebrating today, honey?
You guys, it is National Donut Day.
Man, I love me a donut. And I like to go old school glazed or chocolate glazed. Shout out to our neighborhood donut shop, Golden Donuts. I believe that's the name of it. They're so old school, they only accept cash, and they are only open until they run out of donuts that they've made that
day.
Oh,
nice.
So they often close about 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they open like at 5 in the morning. So by noon, they're gone. So you have to get those donuts, and they're really, really good and worth it. I mean, they're homemade. Mario and Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. 80 star and friend of the show, Tiffany, is lucky to be alive. After a very scary accident, a tire from a semi fell off the truck and slammed into her car on the highway. Oh!
Wow. Apparently the tire got stuck under Tiffany's car and it's totaled, but somehow she avoided serious injury. She had an angel on her side
for sure.
She
really did. Nice to hear she's okay. Okay, more music now. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for another fake debate where the topics are made up on the spot, but the passion is real.
On with Mario Lopez presents The Fake Debate.
Who's pro and who's con?
I think I'm con.
Yes,
you yes, will be. Yes, you are, but does that mean you're con for today?
Yes. You will be, Courtney will be con today. Mario will be pro. You'll have 15 seconds to make your case. 10 second rebuttal. In honor of a holiday from earlier this week, National Parrot Day. Your topic today, parrots.
Parrots. I'm pro parrot?
You're pro parrot.
Okay. Parrots are absolutely the most fascinating, brilliant creatures in nature. They talk. What other animal talks? You can have a full-on conversation and get advice from your own bird.
Mrs. Lopez, you're against parrots.
Parrots are unnecessary. They're kind of like a walking Alexa or Siri. They will just repeat things. It's listening to you. If you say something bad, it could repeat it in the worst possible moment. You can be in jail forever.
Mr. Lopez.
That sort of negative energy is not wanted around here. If you're lonely and you don't like people, but you want to have a conversation, get yourself a parrot. By the way, a parrot can live as long as you can. It could outlive you, actually. It could be an heirloom.
Mrs. Lopez.
Parrots can take off in a split second. They don't have love for humans. They just know that they're fed by you, and that's all that they care about. They will leave you in a heartbeat.
Cold as ice.
Tell us who you think won. Adam with Mario.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. The Material Girl is going to make this the summer of collabs. Madonna is teaming up with The Weeknd and Playboi Carti for a song called Popular. That's on The Weeknd's new album.
She's also got a new single with Sam Smith in the works. That's called Vulgar, and that drops next Friday.
Okay, Madonna. Right now, more music, though. Mario and Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Alexa, tired of talking like celebrities. Amazon is ending its special Alexa voice packs. Before, you could have your device talking like Samuel L. Jackson, Melissa McCarthy, or Shaq. So funny. What celebrity would you like to have?
Definitely not Mario Lopez, because we hear you enough.
When I walk into the hotel room and he's behind me and then he's on the TV, I'm like,
Mario overload.
I think I would have like Celine Dion talk to me.
She's got a nice soothing voice. She's got a little accent.
I think I would have her sing to me whatever she would say.
Right. I'm down with Samuel L. Jackson because it'd be or Shaq. Shaq's like, drink Pepsi. Drink Pepsi, play ball.
I couldn't find the answer for you.
Yeah, exactly. I love me some Shaq, though. All right, let's get back to music. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. And before we take off for the weekend, we're going to give you the final word with our tweet of the week. What you got, honey?
This is from at Coffee Mama, and she said, my kids could never get away with murder because they'd leave an empty fruit snack wrapper at the crime scene.
Absolutely, Coffee
Ours
Mama.
Too.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. Listen, it's hard for anyone to get away with murder these days. We were talking about that. Not just because of the DNA, but because you're literally filmed everywhere. There's cameras everywhere you look, on the street, somebody's yard.
Which is why
you go.
I don't understand how there are still crimes being committed anyway.
Well, if they really want to find you, I think they'll find you. The problem is there's so many crimes and murders, unfortunately, that we don't have the resources or the time to pursue every one. But if they want to get you, they'll get you.
Want to be the tweet of the week? Tweet us at On With Mario. And hang on, because Mario Lopez will be right back.
All right, time to punch out and dive straight into the weekend. We're going to be back on Monday with more music and fun.
Until then, this is Mario and Courtney Lopez saying goodnight.
Saying goodnight.
On with Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.